Tonight, Mirtz Hashem is going to be the Ushpizin of Yosef. The righteous Joseph is going to be the guest we receive tonight in the Sukkah. According to Hasidic custom, it's also the Ushpizin of the Rebbe Maharash. Reb Shmuel of Lubavitch, as is known that the Lubavitch Rebbe used to always speak about, that the first night the Baal Shem Tov comes, and the second night the Magen Mizrich, and every night subsequently is the Ushpizin, the Hasidic Ushpizin. And I remember an anecdote that happened something about 20 years ago that I was this night, the sixth night of Sukkot, with my Rebbe, Rabbi Weinberger Shlita, for a meal for Sudas Yontav in a Sukkah. And because it's the Hasidic Ushpizins, the Rebbe Marash, so we sang the Nigin L'chatchila Ribber. L'chatchila Ribber is the famous Nigin, the Hasidic melody that's attributed to the Rebbe Marash. And I will include with this recording a link to that melody in case anyone doesn't know that song. So we sang that Nigin L'chatchila Ribber. And after singing that Nigin, I asked Rabbi Weinberger, I said, Rebbe, what about Yosef HaTzadik? Does Yosef have a Nigin? What song, what melody could we sing for Yosef? What song, is there any Nigin, is there any melody that connects to Yosef? And Rabbi Weinberger closed his eyes and said, all the songs in the world belong to Yosef. All the Nigunim in the world are Shaykh to Yosef HaTzadik. And then he started a Nigin. I don't remember, unfortunately, what song he started, but because I was too blown away by what he had said, and I was thinking about what he had said, that all the songs in the world are Shaykh to Yosef HaTzadik. All the melodies, the Nigunim in the world, are connected to Yosef. And I believe what he meant to say is that Yosef, of course, the Mida, the attribute that's connected to Yosef is the meaning of Yesod. Yesod is all about deep connection, being profoundly and intimately bound up with something or someone is Yesod. And in Avodas Hashem, in our service of Hashem, as explained in Igeres HaKodesh, the fourth section of Tanya, chapter 15, it means the feeling of being deeply connected to God. The more you feel a hiskashrus pnimis, an inner intimate connection to Hashem, that Hashem is mamash a part of you, that's the attribute of Yesod. But it could also refer to other people and it could refer to other things. The more you're connected to something, you feel that that's who you are. This thing, this object, this topic, this person is who you are. That's the meat of Yesod. And it's well known what the holy Ebenezer teaches, that derech ha-choshek l'shoyer, the way of the person in love is to sing. You could tell who or what you're in love with by what you're singing. You sing about what or whom you're in love with. Singing is the soul's sweet expression of self. When love moves the soul, when love is abounding and overflows in the soul to the extent that the soul feels like it's going to burst from love, it sings. It sings as a catharsis, as an expression, as a manifestation, as a way to express the feeling that it's feeling, what it's connected to in the deepest way. And in the deepest way, every time any person in the world is singing a love song, in the deepest way, it's because their soul is really yearning for Hashem, because all love between people is a love for Hashem. Sometimes it falls in a state of exile when it's in an impure way, when it's in an improper way, that we don't know how to properly channel and manifest our love for Hashem for the right person. So we sing about other things, but sometimes we're able to sing in a holy way about other things or even other people in a holy way, but it's always, always the soul's connection to Hashem. And even when it comes to sad songs that say so much, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya in chapter 31, all sadness, all depression really comes from the soul feeling far from God. The bitterness that the soul experiences from being far from God, and we get sad, we get depressed about other things, or sometimes, as the Alter Rebbe says there, we're sad or depressed for reasons that we don't even know. There is no particular reason, we're just sad. It's because the soul is feeling far from God, and therefore we sing sad songs to turn that sadness and bitterness into joy by serving Hashem again, as the Alter Rebbe explains there in Tanya chapter 31, that when you then use that, transform that sadness, recognize that it's really coming from the soul being sad about Hashem, and singing a sad song about Hashem, a song of longing for Hashem's light, that itself transforms into joy when we then do serve Hashem. So all the songs in the world are shaykh to Yosef. All the nigunim, all the melodies of the world belong to Yosef, are all about connection, are all about Yesod. So tonight, Mirtz Hashem and Yosef and the Rebbe Marash will visit us on Shabbos night. We should all be zeicha, we should merit to sing many songs to Hashem and about Hashem. We should be madly in love with good things and good people. And any time we do feel down, be able to realize that it's because our soul wants to learn another page of Torah, do another mitzvah to connect to Hashem again, and always be singing songs about Hashem until that day when Mashiach comes, when we will sing all the songs in the world in the Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach Tzidkenu and Yosef HaTzadik and the Rebbe Marash. We should be zeichet to it today. A good Shabbos.